Welcome to Think Big with Dan and Qasim. Join host Dan Melnick and Qasim Masood as they explore big ideas, limitless possibilities, and engage with visionaries, entrepreneurs, and thought leaders who dare to dream big. Get inspired, motivated, and find practical tips for personal growth. Think big, dream bigger, and ignite your potential.
All right, welcome to Think Big with Dan and Qasim. If you want to go ahead and introduce yourself, tell us where you live and what you do for a living.
Hey, my name is Yehuda Reamer, and I'm the CEO / founder of a brand called the Pew Pew Jew. And I write children's books on firearm safety, firearms education, history of the Second Amendment, all this stuff. And then I have a bunch of just a whole brand with t-shirts, hoodies, all that kind of stuff, based here in Dallas.
Awesome. So how did you get the idea to start this business?
So the business itself was a far aftermath. I wrote my first book in 2011. Took me, 6 years to get it published. And as I was writing my other book called 27 Words, which is a breakdown of the 2A for children, one of my friends in the firearms industry called me the Pew Pew Jew. And I was like, you know, like light bulb, right? And from there, kind of just took off, and I got a logo designed, and now it's become an incredibly recognizable brand in the firearms world. I work with a lot of firearms companies. I'm actually doing a video collaboration tomorrow at the gun range with Alan West. So it's grown and it's awesome.
Awesome. So can you just, I guess, like talk more about, you know, who you work with? Like you mentioned, obviously, gun ranges, but like, do you do stuff like with the NRA or other, like, you know, or I guess, like, do you do training also? Like, how do people utilize you or your company, or, you know, like in the best way?
So I do some training, mainly, it's mainly for like intro firearms 101. There's a lot of people who are much better instructors than I am. I get people into the range, pull the trigger for their first time and get comfortable. But, you know, I've worked with the Firearms Policy Coalition, the Second Amendment Foundation, Gun Owners of America. I work with ranges in the DFW area, especially Mr. Guns, which is in Plano, Texas, one of my favorite ranges to go to. And people, I have 9 books out, so people utilize my expertise on firearm safety, how to talk to children, how to talk to other parents about living with firearms in the home. As an Orthodox Jew, I'm constantly the go-to guy, if you will, which sounds a little egotistical, but, you know, you don't see a lot of Orthodox Jews or Jews in general being pro-2A, and I've been doing this for close to 7 years now. So, you know, I've kind of become the voice for Jewish gun owners. But people will go to my website. You know, I have patches and fun stuff like gun control's not kosher with a big pig, and, you know, a lot of really fun stuff. So it's almost become a home for pro-American, pro-gun owner Jews. Whether you're Orthodox or not, they've come to my website, find a friendly face, someone who bleeds red, white, and blue. And, you know, they have become very, very comfortable with who I am and what I represent, and are, you know, building a following. It's fantastic.
For sure. I mean, obviously, we're both lucky to be in Texas, but I know a lot of Jewish communities are in states that have much stricter gun laws. So how do you advise people who live in places like New York or California or New Jersey, for example?
You know, it's one of those things. I'm one of those people who, you know, most rules are there for suggestions. Some laws are made to be broken, type of deal. But for those people in blue states, I would say, you know, if you can't carry a gun, carry a knife. You can't do a knife, a baseball bat. You know, obviously you can't do that. Learn self-defense. I mean, there's a million ways that you can protect yourself, and each one of them has a place, and each one of them is important. So if you don't have the ability to carry a firearm with you, don't just rely on the firearm. You are your own first line of defense. You need to ensure that your life, the life of your family, your community is safe. And whatever avenue you go down to defend yourself, that's kind of what you should be doing.
Awesome. So when it comes to your merchandise or even like your brand in general, like how do you go about getting the word out and getting in front of more people who are in the gun community or even like in the Jewish community in general?
So I'm a door knocker. I literally go digital door knocking to, you name it, whatever company is out there that might, you know, like for example, there are a lot of right now on Twitter, obviously a lot of pro-Jewish, pro-Second Amendment Jews who come in defense of, you know, Zionism and Israel and stuff like that. But a lot of them are talking about, like, you know, the Israelis didn't have a Second Amendment, and imagine if they did. And then they talk about, you know, training in America. So I'll see someone post something about, you know, kids and guns and train them young. And I literally just I don't want to say bombard them, but, you know, I'll message them and tweet them saying, hey, look, you know, I've written a children's book. I would love to send you a signed copy, you know, stuff like that. And I literally just knock on digital doors, introduce myself. I've built a social media following. Yeah, it literally, that's what it is. I've taught myself Adobe Illustrator and Photoshop to the most part. That way I can design most of my t-shirts on my website. I've done all my advertisements. I've taught myself video editing. I do all of it. My whole brand is a one-man show. Most of my apparel, well, all my apparel except for my camo yarmulkes, are all print on demand. So I'll get something up on my website and I don't have to worry about it. But, you know, the design, and also my brand is called the Pew Pew Jew with a killer logo. So, you know, when you have a logo that truly stands out, you know, you're going to make some waves, especially in the industry where not a lot of Jews live. So, you know, I do that, but I'm also very self-deprecating. Let me see if I have it in this drawer or if I moved it. Oh, no, here it is. So, like, I go to something called SHOT Show. It's every January, right? It's in Las Vegas. It's the world's biggest gun show, and you have to be in the industry. So, you know, Jews get a lot of stereotypes thrown at them, and one of them is, you know, all Jews love bagels, right? And, you know, you have to have a bagel everywhere, right? So what I did is I worked with a company called Black Rhino Concealment. And when I go to like gun shows or gun conferences, I literally walk around. They designed a bagel holster for me. So I'll walk around these shows with open carrying a bagel, and people just are dying. I mean, they love it. I'm very self-deprecating. I'm one of the guys, you know, I dish it as well as I take it. And I've just, like I said, I've built an entire brand and work with some just fantastic companies. Like I said earlier, right? Like, I'm doing a video collaboration tomorrow at the gun range with Alan West, which is, you know, I'm a little Jewish kid from the Valley in Los Angeles, but, you know, here I am. I was on Alan West podcast last week. I had Fox News appearance a month ago. So, you know, I've really built a following and a brand that is slowly becoming a big success.
That's amazing. So if you like meet somebody on social media, right, and you mail them like, you know, a copy of your book, like, what's the objective there? Is it more to, like, you know, maybe that they can bring you in like as a speaker, or like, what is your goal from that? Or is it more just like getting followers and then eventually that they'll, you know, spend money and buy your merchandise?
So it's a little bit of everything, right? You know, I'll send a copy of my book. Like I said, I have 9 books out, right? From you know, this one is gun safety. This one's 105 explosive gun jokes. This one is 220 pages of blank pages. It's called Bullet Points: Reasons Why America Should Embrace Common Sense Gun Law. My latest book is called Spot Gilly. It's like a Where's Waldo for gun owners. So my books are way out of the box, super unique. So when I send a copy to someone, sometimes it's just networking purposes. Hey man, thank you for, you know, having my back. Here's a small gift. Sometimes I'm like, hey, I'm going to send you a book, depending on, you know, how close I am with the individual. Hey, I'm going to send you a book. If you like it, do me a favor, give me a big shout out on social media. And a lot of them do. They're like, hey, we just got this book by the Pew Pew Jew. It is insane, go get it. And some of it is just to build a following, because, you know, the more followers I get, the more it translates to sales on the website. So a little bit of everything.
For sure. So what would you say is your biggest challenge that you face currently when it comes to your business?
Social media.
Is it just not enough time?
No, I'm shadow banned. I I mean, I can show you. I had a massive uptick about 3 weeks ago. I got 2,000 followers, 3,000 followers, I'm sorry, in 24 hours. And then since then, I've got like 100 followers in the last 3 weeks.
On which platform? On X or?
Instagram.
Instagram.
X is actually my favorite platform now, even though I don't have nearly as big. I mean, I'm at like 4,300 on X, but I'm at 47.6 on Instagram. And Instagram is my big platform, but Instagram, I mean, if I show you the analytics over the last like two, like for like week, you're like, there's no way you go up 3,000 followers in 2 days and then not grow at all. Like, it's just not conceivable, right? And what's crazy is that if you look under my account status, I don't have any marks on against me right now, yet I'm still being shadow banned. So I would say that's the biggest struggle, because I know if Instagram weren't such a-holes, then I have no doubts that my business, I mean, I would be making a couple $100,000 a year.
Right.
But I'm not, because I can't market. I put a black yarmulke on my website just as a test to sell, and it immediately got rejected for no other reason than it's associated with the Pew Pew Jew account. I appealed it and they're like, oh, I'm sorry, our mistake. I'm like, no, it's not your mistake. So that's probably the biggest battle that I'm facing right now, is just a constant barrage of silencing from
for sure.
social media platforms.
Yeah, Instagram and Facebook are not big fans of gun ownership, that's for sure. I know X is, as you said, a much better platform for free speech and for engagement. So do you feel like that's a platform where you're going to spend more time in? And like, you know, like what, like, just because, like, I don't know, I guess it's like, you know, kind of different. It's not as much video content, but there is a lot of good and valuable content on there as well.
Yeah, so I've definitely been trying to grow my Twitter account, or X account. I've definitely been trying to grow it. You know, the problem with Twitter is, and it's not a problem, it's not a problem, but the problem that I find with Twitter is you have to be so sharp, witty, and clever to survive. And what I mean by that, you might have a few posts every now and then that, you know, someone will repost and will get you a couple hundred followers. But the real way to grow on Twitter is active engagement. And it's constant. So you need to be constantly, you know, someone posts something and you have to have your smart ass remark or something to, you know, zing them back. And that's how you grow quickly. If you don't have that, then your growth is going to be incredibly slow. And, you know, you can't necessarily come up with a, you know, like, oh man, I should have posted that, you know, when the guy said it to me. It's like, you got to be on top of it. You got to be quick and witty. And I do pride myself on being quick and witty, but really in certain situations. So my Twitter is growing, just not as fast as I would hope, but I'm trying.
Do you ever use softwares like Owlweed? Like, I've used that for my account where it like scrapes followers from like other like micro influencers, and then it like it follows them. And then if they don't follow you back, then it unfollows them. It's like an automatic kind of thing. And it's a, yeah.
I haven't. I am, and maybe I'm naive or dumb or I don't know, whatever you want to call me. But like, for example, I've built 47,600 something followers on Instagram in 4.5 years,
right,
and not one follower has been bought. That is all organic growth.
Right.
And I feel that's the way to do it. I can't lie to myself, and I feel like if I do it any other way, it's lying to myself, and I'm like, and it would just bother me.
For sure, that makes sense. But yeah, I mean, like, as you said, right, like Twitter is often like, you know, coming up with things like on the spot, or it's just like, it can be hard. Like, you don't know why some tweets go viral and some don't. And it's just, I don't know, some people just have it for whatever reason.
Look, Twitter's great. I love it. I enjoy it. I'm able to do a lot more and say a lot more things than I can on Twitter than I can on any other platform. You know, I'm pretty, God, I can't think of the right word. Not apolitical, politically incorrect. Sorry. I've got four kids and the baby was up early. I'm pretty politically incorrect. So as an Orthodox Jew in the gun world, there's a lot of people with ARs don't get in cattle cars comments, you know, like I'm not here to mess around. And I'm blocked by, you know, Eric Swalwell on Twitter. I'm blocked by PETA. I'm blocked by Moms Demand Action and Gun Owners and Shanwath. So, you know, I mean, let's put it this way. Like my PETA comment definitely deserved the block, although it was freaking, it was really funny. But definitely, I understand why people would block me. You know, they posted, if you had one wish for animals, what would it be? And I posted a GIF of Fat Bastard from Austin Powers 2 that said, get in my belly. And they weren't too keen on that, so I was blocked. So, you know, you can post stuff like that on Twitter. If you post stuff like that on Instagram, you're gonna have a bunch of whiny, you know, snot-nosed liberals who will go report you, and then all of a sudden, right, you lose your whole platform.
Right. So what would you say is like the one biggest piece of advice that you wish you knew before you started this business?
Oh God, that's a great question. I never even thought about that. The reason why I've never thought about that is because I've never looked behind me. I'm always like, like whatever happens in the past, you can't fix it.
I guess, so like, what have you learned? Yeah, I guess like maybe some things like that you've learned that like have been helpful to even like get to where you are today.
You have to have trust. With you need to trust people, even though there's a possibility that you'll get burned.
Right.
I've had to put trust in a lot of people to help me along the way. Some of them ended up being massive disasters. You know, I've had to, you know, not gonna say burn bridges, but definitely blow up the bridge so that there's no connection. But then there's some people that I've put my full trust in, and to this day, they are some of my closest friends. There are some people who are kind of my ride and die crew. You know, if anything happens, there are people that I will call in the firearms industry before I call my family or my local friends, because I know that it's either they're there to help me or they're dead. Like, you know, there's no question that they'll be there for you if need be. So, you know, you have to be willing to trust, or is it trust but verify type of deal, although the verification comes over time. But yeah, but kind of that, if that makes sense.
Yeah, definitely. So if we're going to have this conversation again in 1 year from now, where do you see things going for your business?
God, that's a great question. I would love to say, Matt, you know, a massive expansion. I mean, at January 5th of 2023, I hit 20,000 followers on Instagram. December 20th, I'm at 47,000.
It's amazing.
Yeah. So, I mean, even with all the hate from social media, I've still over doubled my following. So I would love to say that, you know, I hit 50,000 just this year alone, this upcoming year. And, you know, I'm at 100K in a year from now with, you know, sales rocketing. But it's also one of the things that man plan, God laughs. I'm going to continue networking. I have some things in the works now. I don't know if they're going to pan out or not, but definitely some things in the works that could be game changers. But, you know, just I like to keep my head down. I don't talk about a lot of my projects. You know, I'm hoping by this time next year, I'll have book number 10 published. But it's hard to say. It's really hard to say. I mean, I would love to say that I'm making, you know, $50,000 a month in sales, but with the way things have been going with social media, it's been rough. So, you know, I don't know. We'll see. We'll definitely see.
Awesome. That's exciting. And we're rooting for you to have a really strong 2024. So if somebody watching this wanted to reach out to you, do you mind sharing your website or social media handles? Just best way to get in contact with you.
Yeah, absolutely. So across social media at the Pew Pew Jew, P-E-W-P-E-W, then Jew. So the Pew Pew Jew. And my website's at thepewpewjew.com. You can reach me across social media or email me at my website. Through my website. I apologize. And yeah, if you have any questions about anything I do, just reach out. I'm very accessible. I definitely make it a point that at some time during the day, I'll take time out to answer emails, comments on social media, messages on social media. So like I take the time out to interact with followers and customers every single day because I have to, right? Since I'm the only, I know, I am the CEO, the director, the graphic designer, social media, you know, social media moderator. I do it all. So compartmentalize and just keep your, you know, focus and yeah.
Awesome. Well, Yehuda, thank you so much for your time today.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you for having me.
Of course. All right. Bye.
See you later.